let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Lo Yilamed Adam Ravik Seifrim. A man who is never married may not teach young children, because as the Gemara explains, Misham Amhosa the Yanuki, he might become attracted to the mothers who bring their children to Cheder. Rabbi Elazar says, Av Misha in Lo Isha Lo Yilamed Seifrim. Even a man who is currently married, but his wife does not live with him, may not teach young children for this very reason. The Mishnah continues, Vole Talamed Isha Seifrim. A woman may not teach young children because Misham Avhasa Dinuki. There might be a situation of Yichud with one of the fathers who bring their children to Cheder. Rabbi Yehuda says, La Yira Ravik Behema. A Ravik is forbidden to graze animals. Vole Yishanu Shnei Ravokin Metalas Achas. And two Ravokin may not sleep with one blanket because there is a concern that the Ravik will be tempted to relations with the animal or with the other Ravik. Chacham and Matir, the Chacham disagree and hold that both are permitted because Lo Nechshu Du Yisrael Al Mishkav Zachar V'Lo Al Behema. A Yisrael is not suspected of relations with a Zachar or Behema. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Shasakiv Im Hanashim Lo Yisachid Im Hanashim. A man who provides services to women may not be secluded even with numerous women, because as Rashi explains, Shali Begas Behen, V'Kula Mechampas Alav. He is familiar with them, which could lead to impropriety, and the others will cover up for him because they are dependent on him. Rashi adds, however, Ve'ilu ish achrina, bein shtei nashim aser, avlam sholesh va'arba shaper dami. For other men, yichud is forbidden only with two women, but is permitted with three or more women because the others will not cover up for him. V'lo yalamar odem es b'noi umnes hanashim. One should not teach his son an occupation that services women. The mayor says, La'il milamar odem es b'noi umnes nikia v'kala. A person should always teach his son an occupation that is both honest and easy, as the Gemara says, for example, machda de talmayusa, to sew designs onto clothing. V'yispal l'misha o'isha b'nachasim shaloi. And he should also pray to Hashem, the master of all wealth and property, for his success. She'in umnes she'in ba'aniyas v'ashiris. In every occupation, some people become rich and some remain poor. Because shaloi aniyas mina umnes v'lei ashiris mina umnes. It's not the occupation that makes one rich or poor, but rather it all depends on his merits. The Gemara cites a brisa, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ein lecha umnes she'iveres min ha'olam. There is no craft that will completely disappear from this world, because e'ef she'la'olam b'lei basim or b'lei bursaki. The world needs both those that are appealing, such as a basim, a perfumer, and those that are repulsive, such as a bursaki, a tanner. Therefore, Asher Misha Roya es Hayrav b'umnes ma'ula. Fortunate is he whose parents hold a respectable job, such as a baisim. Oylei l'misha Roya es Hayrav b'umnes paguma. Woe is he whose parents hold a degrading job, such as a bursaki. The Mishnah continues. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, Re'isam yemecha chay v'oiv she'esh lam umnes? V'hei misparnes in shloi b'tzar. Did you even see an animal or bird that need a craft? And even so Hashem provides them with their needs without much difficulty. And since they were only created to serve Yisrael, who were created to serve Hashem, certainly Hashem would provide for our needs without much difficulty. If so, why must we work to receive our sustenance? It's merely our faulty deeds which obstruct Hashem's direct support. Abu Gurya Nesh Tzadin Oimer Mishum Abu Gurya Lo Yilamed Odem Es Benoi Chamer, Gamel, Kader, Safran, Roya, V'chenbani. A person should not teach his son to become a donkey or camel driver, potter, sailor, shepherd, or storekeeper. Shumnasin umnis listim, because in all these occupations they steal, as Rashi explains. Kishalonim bedrochim heim nechnasim malikdim in akramim. When they travel from place to place and stop to rest, they steal fruit from the vineyards, the shepherd grazes his animals in private fields, and the storekeeper substitutes water for wine or stones for wheat kernels. Rabbi Yehuda Eimim Mishmoi, Hachamorin Ruben Rishoim. The majority of wagon drivers are wicked because they steal. Vahagamolin Ruben Kesherim. The majority of camel drivers are decent because, as Rashi explains, Sheparishim Limidbaris Vireim Lanavsham Umashabim Liban Lamokim. They mostly travel through deserts which are inhabited by wild animals, and their fear caused them to rely completely on Hashem. Hasafanin Ruben Chasidim. The majority of sailors are even more pious because Sheparishim Lamokim Sakana Vatumid Himbirada. They sail the even more dangerous seas and are in constant fear. Umeshabim libel amokim. Teiv shabereifim legehenim. The best of doctors will end up in gehenim because einu yari mehacheli ve'einu meshabel libel. He's not afraid of becoming sick and does not rely on Hashem. Upa'am sharig nefashis ve'yesh biyodi lerape sa'ani ve'einu merape. And he sometimes causes a poor person to die because he will not heal those who cannot pay him. The most decent butcher is Amalek's partner, because Suffolk Trafe's boys liyode b'chas amamoyne u'machilin. He sometimes chefs an animal that is possibly trafe, and nevertheless sells it to others to avoid a monetary loss. Amar Rav Nahoyroi, Maniach ani kol umno sheba'olam ve'eini melamed es b'ni ela Torah. I put aside all worldly occupations and will only teach my son Torah, because she'adam oichel maskara ba'olam hazeh v'ken kiyemes lo'olam haba. The reward for Torah is received in both Olam HaZeh in this world and in Olam HaBa in the next world. B'shar kol umnos einan kein. In all of the occupations, this is not so. A person is paid only while he works. And k'sha adam bo l'dei chayli, or l'dei zikna, or l'dei yisurin, v'en yoch l'asik b'malachtoi, harei hu meis b'rav. Once he becomes old or sick and cannot work, he's not paid anything and will die of hunger. Alo Torah einan kein. Elim shamartoi mikol ro b'narusai, Torah is not so. If a person learns Torah, the Torah protects him from all dangers while he is young and provides for him in his old age. As we see with Avram Avinu, about whom the Pasuk says, Vavram Zakin Vashem Berech, as Avram Bakoil. The Mishnah concludes with Metzino Shas Avram Avinu as Kala Torah Kula Achlei Nitna. Avram Avinu fulfilled all the mitzvahs of the Torah even before it was given, as the pasuk states, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekeili BiYishma Mishmarti Mitzvayse Chukayse BeSeiro Soy. Hanulach Asar Yuchsin BeSlikla Masechtas Kedushin. We have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth parak and Masechtas Kedushin, and we'll begin Masechtas Bava Kama in the next year. BeEzras Hashem.